Next, I'm honored to do a special Sunday school because Chris is with her mom today. And it gives us an opportunity to do something that's long overdue. And that is we get to honor a godly mother-daughter duo that we know so well. But, of course, we know them from the Ring of Honor. But today, we do a special Ring of Honor in honor of Mother's Day to do a mother-daughter, the very first mother-daughter duo for the Ring of Honor. Yay! Give it up for Ruth and Kathy. Yes, we're going to do a collective one. Now, but I just wanted to, first of all, thank you both because, you know, it is so important for Mother's Day for us to truly honor, there you go, truly honor a relationship. It's so very special to the Lord. And, you know, we know we live in a broken world, and so there's a lot of challenges with parental relationships. So that when we see one that is has such longevity, we're just so honored to just have the opportunity to talk to you both about how the Lord has worked with you both through that relationship. So thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. But first of all, just a little bit of background. Of course, we've probably gone over this, but you know, for some people that maybe are newer here, how long you have had a relationship with Bartimaeus?
Well, I don't remember the date, but they were meeting, but they were meeting behind North Dallas in an abandoned house.
Oh, when would that be, Pastor?
50 years ago.
50. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And how did you find out about Bartimaeus?
I was working with Anna Ruth, and she told me about it, so we went. And when I walked up on the steps of that church, somebody took hold of my shoulders and shook me and said, "This is where I need you." And I turned around and see who had me, but nobody did.
Uh-huh.
So I knew it had to be.
That is an awesome story.
And I've been here ever since, and I'll stay till he calls me home.
That is an awesome story. And I'm always amazed when
they not want to get rid of me, but they ain't going to do it.
We are blessed to have you. You are going to be training the big 9-0 this year, so I count as blessed to have an opportunity to do this interview. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Again, these are new as a relationship, but talk a little bit. I'm going to give you both maybe an opportunity, but first I'm going to start with Ruth, Mama Ruth. Talk a little about growing up. When you were growing up?
Well, we were a poor family.
Yeah.
And I grew up, but we never wanted for anything. We always had food. Every Sunday, I'm always cooked Sunday dinner on Saturday night.
Wow.
And
because you didn't work on Sunday.
No.
The Sabbath, you didn't work.
And you didn't go buy groceries on Sunday either. And we would... Mom and Dad take us to church.
Yeah.
We sat between them. If we made any noise, Daddy'd say, "Shh." If we said anything else, he'd say, "Okay, do I need to take you outside?"
And knew what that meant.
Until we shut up.
Yes, he said, "No, we're good. We're good."
And when I was 3, we both had a visiting lady could sing. And the preacher got up and said that they were sick and they couldn't come, so we wouldn't have anybody to sing. And I scooted down out of the seat and run up there, and I said, "I will."
Oh.
I wish I could remember the song I sang.
Oh, my.
And my son said, and the preacher said, "Leave her alone, Miss Jones, let her sing." So I sang it. First 2 verses of it, but I couldn't remember the third.
That's a story.
But I really thought I was singing.
You did a wonderful job. But, Kathy, tell me about your remembrance of growing up with Ruth as your mom.
My mother ruled with an iron hand.
not Ruth.
You knew right from wrong because she had taught you from the beginning. And you also knew that if you were doing wrong and you got caught at it, and you tried not to get caught, but if you got caught at it, you got the rapture of this one over here. More so even my dad.
Did you have a wood shed to go out?
No, she had a razor strap.
There you go.
Somebody got rid of that
at
because I hadn't been able to
find it. Don't know. I'm sure we'll find it somewhere in the house one of these days.
So she was a disciplined friend.
Yes. But she was, she may have been a disciplinarian, but she was also fair.
Yes.
I mean,
even-handed.
You knew if you were doing wrong, you were gonna catch it. But you had to do something really wrong. Yeah. I mean, the little things she let slide.
Yeah. So we're going to have an opportunity for people to ask questions afterwards, which okay. Let's concentrate on these first. What is your earliest memory, Kathy, of your mom? Do you have an early memory of your mom?
You know, it's real strange because people can will tell me that they remember things back when they were five and, yeah. and so on. I really don't remember that much. The first memory I have is when I'm six in school. Part of that, I hear stories, and I guess they're.
But not your
I remember stories,
memory.
But that's it.
What then is perhaps your fondest memory of your mom? Your fondest memory. Do you have that? I mean, that's really not time sensitive. It's just you look back and you think, yeah, that pretty much epitomizes our relationship.
My mother trusted me and believed in me all my life. So no matter what I wanted to do, whether she thought it was right or not, she backed me. So that's my fondest memory.
Is there one particular time?
When I got married the first time.
Okay.
She didn't believe it was the right thing to do, but she backed every moment.
You know, sometimes don't Mama Ruth.
It was a big mistake. She had to pay for it.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, having that support, that's really priceless.
Thank you.
So, do you have memories, just a special memory about Kathy as a mom? One that just stands out in your mind, maybe a fond memory of something Kathy did.
Growing up,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Just
anything.
Oh, just one that just stands out, you know? I know there's many memories.
Oh, there's one that I remember pretty well. She decided one day she was going across the street, and I said to Ms.
Smith?
No.
Home?
No. The one on the second house.
That was Miss Bennett. The elderly. Oh, Miss Presley.
Yeah, Miss Presley. Yes. Anyhow, she decided she wanted to go over there, and I said, no, you can't cross the street. You might get hit by a car. She said, I'll stop him. I said, no, you won't stop him. You don't go across the street. And first thing I knew, I heard Miss Presley's out.
Watch out, there's a car coming.
And she was
like, you're a streeter, Grace.
So I went out and got her.
How old were you, Kathy?
I have no idea.
I think she was about three.
Three? Oh, my goodness.
I wasn't quite as brave as she was at three, but okay. She got the right truck.
I guess that pretty much takes, I had fondest memory and most vivid memory. That would be a pretty vivid one, too, of hearing the screeching of the brakes. But the learning was not. Made you cross the road. How about a funny story? Maybe each one of you can elaborate. Ruth, you first, maybe a funny story about Kathy, and then Kathy about you. Just a funny, something really funny.
It wasn't funny, but it was scary.
Oh, okay, well.
When she was old, yeah, she had been to my mother. Yeah. She was just about a month old.
A month old.
And she was, I laid her on the bed. I laid her right in the middle of the bed. And I heard her cry, and she had rolled over. And was hanging on the side of the bed with her hands, and I just screwed it. I slid right up under, and he says, I did, you failed.
Oh my gosh.
And I just said, oh, thank you, God.
Oh, thank you.
Because she would have been killed or she would have fell off that bed.
Oh my gosh.
He yelled at us, right?
Real baseball player with the young girl. Ooh, she's sliding into home. I can picture that.
I just ran.
I mean, it's funny now, but at the time, I'm sure that was pretty traumatic. Oh my goodness. That is an awesome story. But Kathy, do you have a funny story about Mama Ruth?
Sure.
Just the most vivid one, the one that comes to mind.
Picture metal lawn chairs laying out in the front yard, my brother and his friends behind some of them on one side of the sidewalk, and my mother behind the others playing Cowboys and Indians.
Oh, right. How old are we talking?
Gary was 5, maybe?
Oh, no, we were older than that. We was in school.
Oh, well, then he had to be at least 6 or 7.
Oh, the Cowboys and Indians.
But he said, Mom, can I go up the street and play with the boys? We want to play Cowboys and Indians. I said, you can go get one of them, and they can go down here and play with you, but you're not going up there.
Yeah.
So, 2 of them came. Mm-hmm.
And they Cowboys and Indian.
And they said, can we go get one more? And I said, no, that'll be enough.
Uh-huh.
And Gary said, well, we need one more. I said, well, I do. He said, uh-huh. Well, I lay down on my stomach behind that chair with that little toy gun.
That's great. That's great.
I was a kid with my kids.
Yeah.
So do you have a funny story?
Well, the funny story right now.
Okay. Along with the joy and the happiness, of course, maybe a challenging memory or a time in which you really saw your mom shine. Just really came through for you.
Twice.
Mm-hmm. You were twice blessed. What was the first
time? My loss was then. Second one was my loss for grandson.
Yeah. Those are the times when she just, what was it about those times?
She's my rock.
Yeah.
She helped hold me together. So, you know, you try to be strong for the family. And that was my incentive to be strong for her. She's the one that held me together.
That's
awesome.
Because that's, you know,
that's what mamas are for.
Yeah, that's what mamas are for, definitely. Is there anything in your relationship, and I can't imagine Kathy being the easiest child, a do-over? Is there anything in your memory of your relationship with Kathy that you'd like an opportunity maybe for a do-over?
Or anything? Yeah, I would love to do a lot of
that. Yeah, what was that? If you want to share.
Well, one of them, I better drive my car.
Oh.
And she called me, I was at work. She called me and said, Mother, you're not going to like what I'm telling you. I said, what's that? She said, I had a wreck in your car. I said, you did what? I said, how did you do that? She said, I ran off in a ditch and hit a rock.
Oh,
we went on the truck.
Oh, no.
Concrete deal.
Yeah.
A drainage thing. Back to wheel. Big time.
And by the wheel for the car.
But I mean, it almost was pretty much okay.
Yeah. But it was okay. I told her, I said, well, you won't drive it anymore. She didn't drive that one.
No.
Daddy didn't drive it.
Do you have a do-over that you would for your mom? That if I had it to do over again.
Oh, for me to do it over
for
again?
You to do
mother
over.
Mother has been taking out this won't get me to say this too often. Mother's been right most of the time.
Oh, get that dog recording. That's gonna make an awesome ring tone.
Yes it is. Me doing do overs for things that I've done in both of our lives. There's hundreds of them.
Yeah.
But for mother, a do-over, no. I can't see anything that she has done incorrectly at the time that the iPhone was.
But there's something you did that you...
I would know a lot of those.
That's but not all of it just, yeah, boy, I wish I could do what I want.
A lot of those.
Too just many, so many, it's hard to pick one out.
Too many to say.
There we go.
Are there any questions from the audience? Yes, Greg.
I've got one question for Ruth and then one question for Kathy. It's the same question.
Okay.
I don't know how long you've been Christians, but if you had to just distill everything you've learned and share it with someone who either is not a Christian or just became a Christian, what would you say, having lived a life as a Christian, what was the one thing, if you could always tell them one thing, what would you tell them?
One thing.
Well, I want to hear from Ruth.
You would share. Let me read first. What one thing would you tell people about being a Christian that just stands out in your mind?
I would just tell them to repent of their sins and to give their life to God, that they would be saved and wouldn't have to worry about all this stuff.
There you go. That's awesome.
God is pretty old.
This is on a daily basis, y'all.
Ruth actually does the witnessing we keep threatening to do.
Yes.
Ruth is doing it daily, and it could be done.
Well, he asked me to come
in
one day. He said, I'd love to come
to
your house. He said, I feel like I'm close to God. And I said, well, that's...
He is close
and
to God.
I said, that it's a blessing, and I thank you for it. But he's been me there.
That is awesome. And so you're happy.
Honestly, I've been a Christian since I was 9. And I can tell you that on a daily basis, I have to say something daily because my husband is not. And I have numerous times expressed several things to him about how you do it. And my prayer is that God actually helps him to see the light that I've seen all these years.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about the Lord, while we think about the Lord, he gets that most out of him. Mm-hmm.
It's not ready yet. You know? You just pray the Lord prepare his heart.
I have.
We'll just continue to. That's a great
and
question.
And live the life in front of him.
Yeah.
I talked with his mother about it, and I said, I'd like to know why he does not want to go to church, and he will not go to church, and he won't even let you know that. She said, well, that's probably reminds me of daddy's thoughts that he's going to be taking me to church.
Well, there's still opportunity,
but no, she's still working on it.
It will come.
I have to
believe
it. It will come.
Opportunity to arise.
That is awesome. Yes, Pastor.
I've known y'all my life, but I want you just to share with me a miracle, Ruth, that you have witnessed since God has come to you. I know there's been many. But I want you to just tell me one that sticks out to you.
Every time I get up out of bed, it's a miracle.
There you go.
Tell the one about the lady that came to clean the church that found the money.
Oh. Miss Bennett.
Yeah. Oh, she came up here to clean the church. And I bet, what was it we needed? Like, how much we needed? We're going to do something. We didn't have money.
Yeah, I think it was the payment on the church.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it was.
Well, anyway, she went to take the trash out and everything, she picked up papers and stuff, and she found some money.
The exact amount that was needed.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, what was that?
Oh, that's been years back. Before Andrews are done.
Wow.
I just wanted to, unless there's any other questions, I want to just sort of wrap it up because I know we need to move on.
Are there more questions? I just have a couple to wrap it up. First one, of course, for Ruth. Next for Kathy. What is your best advice for mothers? Ruth.
Best advice. Be firm and make them do. If they make noise in church, you stop it. Take them to another room, talk to them. When Gary was 9 months old, first, of course, we always took him to church every time he went. He sat between me and Otis. And he started trying to talk, and he'd start, and I put my hand over his mouth and say, no, no, this is God's house. You be quiet in it. If you can't, I'll take you out and bring you back later.
Thank you.
Well, he'd start to say something again, and I'd pick him up and take him to the car. And I sat him on the seat, and I said, now, this is clear from what Mom's saying, because you're in church, and that's God's house, and we have to be quiet and reverent in God's house. And reverent means you don't talk. It means you be quiet. And I said, and if you talk again when we get in there, I'm going to bring you back out here and spank you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you do this real slow. And I'd say, okay, if you got anything to say, say it now, because you can't talk when you get in there. Yeah. Well, he didn't say anything. So I took it back. He didn't open his mouth.
Never got that spanking.
No, he didn't have to have spanking. Yeah. But that's he good. Would have if he had said anything.
Wouldn't surprise me if I got several.
Yeah, you did.
So what is some good advice for daughters concerning their mothers?
Listen, what are you saying?
You had your chance.
and in all honesty, I mean, at my age, yeah, pay attention. I realize in your teen years, in your preteen years, and even in childhood, you, or she doesn't know what she's talking about. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they do. Because when you get my age, it's, Lord, wasn't they right? Everything comes up and it's happening over with you as a parent, as a grandparent, and you realize, my mama's coming out of my mouth.
Getting smarter and smarter the really older she gets.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Been there, done that.
Got a t-shirt.
Well, I just wanted to wrap it up with a prayer, but it seems presumptuous for me to say a prayer. Pastor David, if you would, just say a Mother's Day prayer over our precious mother-daughter duo.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for Christian mothers. And God, you are just so merciful with us to have allowed us to grow up in Christian homes. There's so many people today that have not had the opportunity that many of us have had. Father, I thank you for Ruth and Kathy, what they mean to this church, but Father, more what they mean to you. Father, just continue to bless them. Continue to build that bond who is stronger now, Father, than it's ever been. Father, they're more dependent upon each other and more dependent upon you than ever before, Father, because you have showed them how much you love them and care for them and how much they need each other. Father, we all need you. We all need other people in our lives, Father. We need to be able to have a place to go and know that somebody is on our side. And that they are for us. We need that rock that Kathy was talking about. We need that in our parents. We need it to be that as parents for our children. We need it as spouses. Father, we need to be encouraging and understanding and forgiving and loving. Father, thank you that you have set the example for us. And we thank you so much for these two that there are many churches have many more people than we do, Father, but we have these two that are the example of what it's like to be a mother and a daughter and a loving relationship. Father, we thank you for that. Bless you. And Father, we speak blessings on them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.